Well, if you were down at the Cube in Wodonga, you would not have been able to miss a solar-powered tuk-tuk, which was on display and being explained. Well, we want to find out all about it, and the crew, if you like, who are driving this vehicle come from Melbourne, Adelaide, and even Spain. And joining us in the studio is Mario, who's doing some filming at the moment. Hi there, Mario.
Hi.
Hannah is with us as well. How are you?
Hello, good to be here.
And Julian, how are you?
Great to be here.
Julian, we might start with you first of all. If you can give us a bit of background into how this idea came about and why.
Yeah, so the project is called the Solar Tuk Expedition. And what we've done is we've converted a Thai-built tuk-tuk, so three-wheeled vehicle, into a solar-powered expedition machine. And we're driving it from Melbourne to the Great Barrier Reef to really promote and encourage sustainable transport and technologies that really improve the way we live and move.
Hannah, there's four of you. We've just got three of you in the studio now. Do you all fit on the tuk-tuk? Is there another vehicle that you take, like a backup vehicle as well? Or how's it work?
Yeah, so the tuk-tuk we're driving is bigger than you might have driven in Thailand. It can fit four in the back in the driver and six people if we've got kids on board. So usually we're splitting it between two in the tuk-tuk, two or three people in the tuk-tuk and a couple in the support vehicle driving behind.
I should mention, take a look on our ABC Goulburn Murray Facebook page. We've popped some pictures up there so that you can get the visual while you're listening to the story as well. Mario, you're from Spain. How did you get involved in this?
Well, I came to Australia 1 year ago, and I was up in Port Douglas 2 weeks and a half ago. I got back to Melbourne wanting to keep filming, keep doing creative stuff, documentaries, and I got the opportunity of following a friend doing this expedition. So finally, after 1 week, I just got in and take on the tuk-tuk.
The rest is history.
Yeah, let's see.
Julian, where did the tuk-tuk come from and how has it been fitted with solar panels?
Sure thing. So the idea came when I was in Bangkok, Thailand earlier this year, and anyone that spent time in that region just knows how much fun these vehicles are. So we started with this idea of importing a vehicle to Australia, but we found one that we could buy that would meet the requirements. And then since March, April till now, we've been working with RMIT University to do the big project, which has been figured out with solar panels. So the top and the sides and the back are covered in beautiful solar panels. And we upgraded the battery to lithium-ion batteries so we can increase our range per charge up to 300 kilometres.
Ah, okay. So that was my next question. Hannah, give us a bit of an idea about the route that you're taking and some of the stops you'll make along the way.
Yeah, sure. So our stops are driven by some really cool community projects that are going on around renewable energy and electric vehicles. And we started off in Melbourne on Saturday the 24th, and we're heading all the way up to Cairns through rural Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. So we're going through the big cities and hopefully meeting with some projects along the way. And we've stopped in Yeckandanda, we're off to Jindabyne in a couple of days, and then up through the country.
Fantastic stuff. Mario, I don't know how long it's been since you've been away from Spain, but have you seen anything like this happening in Spain?
Well, when I finished physics back home, I always wanted to get into renewable energies. That was what my thesis was about. And I was kind of deciding where either I wanted to film or whether either I wanted to keep like renewables energies. Yeah, this world just getting better. And Spain right now is doing really, really good. There is no solar panel or solar power cars expeditions by the moment. But Spain is doing pretty good. And I hope Australia can maybe get some example from Europe to make the world feel better.
We've got plenty of sunshine. I know that it's not always needed, though, is it? I mean, you know, you mentioned the battery, Julian. So you don't need to be in bright sunshine the whole time?
No, that's right. So we can get our energy from a few places. So directly from the sun, of course, is preferred. But some of the kilometres that we're doing some really big days. So we can top up. We can plug in to 240 volts, just a wall plug. So what we've been doing is really trying to identify these amazing individuals and community groups that have fitted out their house or community centre with solar panels so we can feed in there. Because I think that's the future. Our vehicle is a bit of a showcase kind of wacky one to be really fun for kids and for people to find quite approachable. We get a lot of smiles and waves on the road.
No doubt.
But I think the future is people probably putting solar panels on their roofs and their office places and either directly charging electric vehicles or battery storage is another real potential.
Fantastic. Now, before I all let you go and get off on the next adventure, how can we keep track of where you are and see some of your film footage as well, Mario? Is there a Facebook page or something?
Yes, we've got a Facebook page. It's Solatook Expedition, all one word. So we're on Facebook and we're updating that every day with photos and videos and all sorts of things with the people and the places that we're seeing along the way. And you can also follow us on Instagram. So it's Solatook Expedition as well. Find us on there and we're posting as we go. All the crazy adventures that we have. So follow us along there. And any more information on our route, jump onto our website, which is www.solatook.org.
Fantastic. And while you're on there, we'll put that link on our Facebook page as well. And while you're there, you might see a bit of footage of what's happening right now because Mario is filming as we speak. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. All the very best for the rest of your journey and hope you make it home in time for Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.